When I didn't come close up to your discussions, but when I saw you from a distance, I did see that the six of you were facing inwards and you appeared to be kind of listening to each other. So I was impressed by that. I thought for your first shot, you kind of started to act as a team. You didn't fragment immediately. Mm. So that was quite impressive. In terms of the next activity, is there anything you've learned from this one that you think you might like to roll into the next one?
Time management should be a bit better.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a bit more about this time management.
Well, we didn't realise, we didn't know there was an exact time limit. We knew there was an exact time limit, but we didn't know what it was. And we found out at the end what it was, so then we just thought, we'd taken about a few minutes.
Just read it.
We weren't aware.
So that was at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
So what does that kind of suggest?
Well, it means next time, as soon as we get the paper, we're going to start timing.
Check the timing.
So I actually had time to as well, so I just stopped you. But I mean, it's getting right to the bottom, isn't it? And making sure that you all know it before you dash off.
Yeah.
We did notice that nobody was in fact timing you, although you had 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're kind of relying on the outside, though it might. So what you'd like to improve is your time management. Mm-hmm. Just run me through how, apart from knowing what the time is, how would you do
well, maybe
time?
Like
give warnings.
Yeah, call it out.
Say like we've got 10 minutes to go, so you've got act a little bit quicker.
5 minutes will depend on how much time
you're going on to the second question, which is really about yourself as a team, sort of forgetting about the task, which I think you did very well actually. How do you think that you gel as a team?
That's probably what makes it better, isn't it?
Yeah. It was good that everybody listened to each other and nobody started dominating that you should go over there.
Yeah. Everybody made suggestions.
That's good. So in terms of general ideas that you might get about how teams work, ignoring you six, but just thinking in general, what have you learned about teams from this activity, if anything?
Democratic. Communication is probably the most important bit.
You need to talk to each other.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to solve a problem when you can bounce ideas off each other and just stand there and try and think it out.
If we actually did it, like if we chucked the islands in and just like try to make the pipe straight away, we probably would have just completely messed it up.
Yeah, or broken one of the rules or something.
So it's quite important that members of the team kind of take a pause and think about what everybody has to say before they start actually doing it. I noticed actually that some of you were rather keen to get touching the pipes, you know.
Straight in there.
That's cool. That works well too.
We're looking for the gold first.
that was the main thing. That was just like, how was that?
In terms of the whole morning, because you've got another couple of exercises. Because you already work well as a group, I thought that you were quite impressive as a group. Might be worth trying different roles within the group. So just have a think about what your role was in this group, the last exit activity. Is something that is not on this list, but just think about your own role, you know, how you contributed to it all happening. And maybe make a couple of notes to yourself about what you personally contributed. You know, give yourself a gold star for this, or a kind of trying hard, or something, some aspect of teamwork that you'd like to improve, and maybe just make a quick note of it somewhere on here. Okay. I won't ask you to tell me what it is, but just think about the things that you contributed personally.